This is it. This is the Business Greenhouse, and I'm Emmy Faust. I am recording some very short 5 or so minute episodes every day in the run-up to Christmas, bringing you strategies, tactics, and tips to help you grow a thriving business. So I hope you enjoy it, and let's get on with the show. I'm back today with Will Polston. Do you remember him from last week? Last Tuesday, we had a fantastic interview with Will Polston, where he talked to us about setting goals in life and business. And we had such a great chat that I ended up splitting it into 2 episodes. And today we're continuing with morning routines and why it's really important. And Will's going to talk to us about his morning routine and why he believes a cold shower is vital for success. So let's get on.
Success, however you want to define it, is 80% mindset, 20% skills and mechanics. You know, I've worked with dozens and dozens of people that have gone off and learned strategies to do certain things, and they paid a lot of money for those strategies. And what is it in with some people in the room that mean they succeed and some don't? I put that down to their mindset. And if you could be getting yourself in the best possible mindset every day to tackle the day ahead, then it's going to serve you. So I do have a bit of a process of certain things that I go through in the morning that definitely enable what I believe to be the best possible start to that. I'll be happy to share some of those for the sort of practical steps.
That would be amazing. I mean, I'd love to know. Well, I already know. So the listeners would love to know. I know they'd love to know what you're doing in the morning. But just really quickly, you say you do an hour. Is that right?
Well,
does it take you an hour?
To be honest with you, no. I have what I call a short routine and I have a long routine. So I have certain things that are non-negotiable. The same way other people have things that are non-negotiable. You know, non-negotiables for some people are brushing their teeth, or some people are having a shower, or whatever it is, putting their clothes on for most people. The non-negotiables. So there's some things that I have non-negotiables, and I have some that are slightly extended. So that I'll do as part of my full routine, which includes exercise and everything else, which can take me longer. Now, I personally love to exercise in the morning. Some people won't. Like this morning, I didn't exercise this morning, but I will exercise this evening. So it depends whether I'm including that in my morning routine or not, as to how long it takes. But my short version can take me sort of 20 minutes. My longer version can take me 2 hours, you know. So
tell me about the short version first, and then maybe you can add in at the end what you do to make that turbocharge that if you do the long version.
Yeah, so the short version is meditation. So 10 minutes of meditation to start off with. So I use an app called Amuse, which basically I'm a bit of a science geek that measures my brain waves and gives me an indication of where I'm at. But if you're new to meditation, I recommend the likes of Headspace, or even using something like Brain FM, which are really good, just to do 10 minutes meditation. So meditation, there's lots and lots and lots of benefits to meditation, and the power that the meditation will have. But just taking that 10 minutes a day will be a game changer.
Do you do that first? Do you always do that first?
I most of the time I'll do it. So every now and then I mix it up just to I'll mix it up for a bit of fun. But yeah, that's really what it is. And at the end of the day, meditation is a skill. You know, it is a skill. And what we're looking to do is cultivate mindfulness, and it's creating the ability to be present. Because as a business owner, you know, your mind can be 100 miles an hour. We've got millions and one things going on, things that are enough to give most people a heart attack.
Yeah.
But meditation gives me the ability to train myself to be present, to rest here in the here and now, be fully engaged with whatever we're doing in the moment, you know, and not enable our mind to run off and get caught up in the ladder of inference and spiral off out of control. So meditating is something that's really powerful. And again, it's one of those things that once you start meditating, you do 30 days of it, you'll wonder how you ever lived without it. So meditation. Another thing that I do is visualization. So I visualize in two different ways. I I visualize for about 3 minutes of what my future will be like. And I think about all of different areas. So I picture in my mind's eye how I'll look, how I'll feel with certain goals that I want to achieve, anything from a year from now to my ultimate goals. And I picture all different sorts of things, from speaking on stage to spending time with family to looking at my online banking and seeing certain figures in the bank to being on hanging around with certain people that I want to be hanging around with in the future and that good stuff. And then I will visualize my day ahead. So I'm grateful. I will give thanks to, I'll thank ahead of the day of things that I expect to happen and that I would like to happen. So I'll do that. And then I'll write out 10 things that I'm grateful for. So quite often, if I'm writing out 10 things I'm grateful for, I'll tend to reflect on the day previous of things that I'm grateful for. And I don't always, because a lot of the time we think to give thanks for the things that that have gone well, but I look for the things that aren't going so well. So some of the challenges that, and I'm grateful for the lessons that I'm getting out of that, rather than seeing it as a negative, in inverted comma.
That's interesting, because when I've been doing my gratitude, I've only been doing the things I'm grateful for that were good. I haven't been thinking about the grateful things, the things I'm grateful for, which weren't so good. So that's interesting point. So finding the positives in there.
100%. Finding the positives and negatives. Because if you're only ever grateful for the good things, then all you're going to ever want is good things to happen. And life isn't one-sided. There is no such thing as good or bad. There's no such thing as right or wrong. There's no such thing as it's hot or cold. It's all, everything in life's on a spectrum.
Yeah.
And it's a matter of perspective of where we see it. So by doing that daily, you'll train yourself to change your perspective and be aware of that. So yeah, that's something that's extremely powerful. I will also have a handful of affirmations that I read out loud to myself. And the reason I read affirmations out loud, an affirmation is effectively words of power. So they are I am statements that I will read to, and the reason we talk about I am statements is because I am is an identity statement. Your identity is your strongest form of belief. So I'll read out I am affirmations out loud to really program them into my subconscious mind.
So what would examples of that be? Give me some of your affirmations.
Yeah, for sure. So my affirmations in the morning are, I'm a money magnet and everything I touch turns to gold. I'm a genius and I apply my wisdom. I'm focused on fair exchange. With fair exchange, everyone wins. For every negative, I can always find a positive. I'm grateful for all that I am, all that I do, all that I have. I'm a master problem solver and possibility creator. I'm a master of persistence. I do what it takes. I'm a master learner. Everything I learn, I can retain and recall. I can, I will, I must make it happen. So they're my morning.
Amazing.
I'll read out loud. I'll also read something that I've written. This is something I don't do every time.
So to read them out loud? Because I quite sometimes think, like, I'd be a bit embarrassed if the children came down hearing me say those things.
Okay, well, this is a really interesting point, right? So you go, well, I'd be embarrassed if the children heard me. I mean, what a great way for your children to learn. Because you know and I know that your children are going to do what you say. More of what you do than what you say. And if they see you doing this every day and you're installing these healthy subconscious beliefs into them, then it's going to be really powerful. The other thing that you can do, if you don't want to do it out loud, is you can do them in the shower. But the reason that I say them out loud is because I'm embodying them then, you know.
Yeah.
I'm creating a physical vibration in the universe by not just thinking them, but by saying them as well. So I'm leveraging that. I will then read a personal declaration. So again, I'm actually giving you the full morning routine and not everything I do full time, but I've got a personal declaration, which is again, another sort of long form. It's about 2 A4 pages of forms of affirmations of how I want to live my life ultimately, talking about the states that I want to live in, the things I want to basically be, do and have. And then I personally choose to read a page of a book called The Daily Stoic, because I'm quite into stoicism. But when I talk about read, it's not always about read, it's about learn something. So how can I learn something new, whether that's read a blog or watch something on YouTube or listen to an audio book, just something to feed your mind first thing in the morning. And then what else?
The breathing. Do you do the breathing?
Breathing. So a lot of people go, well, I breathe every day, but there's proactive. Yeah. So what I try and do, because a lot of people think, my gosh, this is an awful lot of stuff that you cover.
Yeah, I know. It sounds like it'll take hours.
But I talk a lot about net time, and net time is no extra time tasks. So, for example, my affirmations, I mean, I know I'm off by heart now, but I have them written as a bookmark in my book. So I open the book, which is the Daily Stoic. I see my affirmations and I read the book. My breathing, I will do my breathing exercises. So I quite often practice something called box breathing, which is where you take a four-second breath in, four-second breath hold, four-second breath out, four-second hold, and then breathe in again. It's something that's used by Navy SEALs. It brings your heart rate right down and it introduces a level of calm. If you do three cycles of that for 1 minute a couple of times a day, you won't believe the impact that it has in sort of resetting yourself. So yeah, there's that breathing, but I'll combine my breathing when I'm doing my meditation. So yeah, there's certain things that I'll do to speed up that. And there's something else.
The last thing I've got to mention is it's the cold shower that you were making us all do at On Not Your Potential. And I think someone managed to do it, but I have actually been doing it. I don't do it for 2 minutes, but I have a hot shower, then I turn it right down to cold, and then I definitely do at least 30 to 40 seconds.
Yeah. So cold showers, again, I'm similar to you. I have a warm shower, then I have a cold shower, but there's a few reasons I do it. Mainly scientific based reasons. So just to give you a few facts. So a 2 minute cold exposure to cold water that's 4 or 5 degrees or less has the same cardiovascular benefits as a 40 minute cardiovascular exercise. Now, in addition to that, there's two other benefits. Now, we sleep in, well, there's lots of other benefits, but two that I'll mention. So we sleep in REM cycles, and those REM cycles are typically 75 to 90 minutes long. Now, most of us tend to wake up in the middle of a REM cycle, which is where we're in sort of our deepest sleep. And that's why most people, the first thing they want to do in the morning is go and grab a coffee to give them a caffeine spike and wake them up. But what scientists have proven is the only way to get out of a REM cycle, well, it takes 5 hours. If you wake up in the middle of a REM cycle, it can take you 5 hours to get out of it. But the only way to get out of it quickly is by cold water exposure. So again, being exposed to cold water or the cold in general, you know, it's like when you're tired, and I don't know if you ski or if other people ski.
Yeah, when you go skiing, you feel amazing, don't you?
You can have a hangover. You go up a mountain, and all of a sudden you feel incredible. It's probably why people at ski resorts drink so much, is they know they can wake up next day and not have a hangover. But yeah. It really wakes you up, and it knocks you out of a REM cycle if you wake up in a REM cycle. And yeah, that's one of the major, well, a couple of the major benefits.
Fantastic.
But the other major one for me is that it's me having control over my body. It's me doing something I don't want to do. Because I'll be honest, I don't ever think, oh, I can't wait to have my cold shower at the end of the shower.
Yeah.
I train myself to do things that I don't want to do, because the reality is, in order for us to experience what I call class one experiences in life, which are things that are beneficial to you, beneficial to others, beneficial that also feel good for you and are beneficial to the greater good, quite often we have to move through what we call class two experiences. And a class two experience is something that doesn't feel good, but is good for you, is good for others, and is going to be good for the greater good. So I train myself to do things that I don't necessarily feel good in the moment, but do feel good in the long term.
And you do feel great afterwards. You really do. So Will, tell me about some of your kind of success stories with your clients. Typically, how long are you working with a client for?
So it will vary on the clients. I mean, I've worked with people for half an hour and they've gone on and had great success. And I've worked with people for years and they've gone on and had great successes. I mean, it depends in the context, but from a business point of view, I mean, there's so many, but the key thing for me, what I love seeing is I use a tool called a happiness monitor, which I mean, I'll send you a link to it.
Could we put that in the show notes so that people could?
Yeah. Which is a really simple tracking and measure and monitoring tool where you just score on a scale of 1 to 10 how happy you feel in 20 areas of your life, everything from your sleep to your organization, your time management, your health, you name it. And every month you update it so you can track the progress of how you're progressing. And what I love doing is taking people that have got 2s, 3s, and 4s and just converting them to 9s and maintaining that. And the great thing about working with purpose-led entrepreneurs is the bar's always raising because you can always be impacting more people. So they love to stretch themselves and they love to grow and they love to contribute. So they're growing and they're contributing, they're growing and they're contributing, they're growing and they're contributing. And we just keep raising the bar. I believe in business, your personal development and your business are sort of scaffolded together. So if you can imagine sort of for every time you increase your personal development, your business increases. Every time you increase your business, you need to increase your personal development. And if you let either of those plateau, then you're going to hit a glass ceiling. So for as long as you want to keep growing, then you keep moving forward. And that's what we strive to do. But I mean, yeah, look, in terms of success stories that you've got the ones that sort of touch my heart. I mean, I've had people that have come to events. I mean, there was one that always stands out to me that I remember on a Monday evening, I opened an email from someone that had been to one of my events and I had a 1,678 word email. 1,568 word email from someone that was about to commit suicide and they didn't as a result of coming to my event. So you got those ones that are the really emotional ones. And then you've got the ones that have people that have gone on to set up businesses and people that have sold businesses. And I've worked with people that have chosen to get into relationships, leave relationships, have kids, and all sorts of amazing things that certainly impactful.
You said, I remember you saying typically that a lot of people achieve their year goals in just 3 months.
Yeah. So,
and I say I've almost done that in the 3 months that I've been working with you. So.
Yeah, so not all clients, but certainly the majority that I will tend to work one-on-one with, we will almost always see them achieve their 12-month goals. And I push them, by the way, when they're looking to set 12-month goals. Not like I'm still pushing them to the spectrum of what they believe is within the realm of possibility. Sometimes I push people slightly over that, and we'll typically achieve them anywhere between 3 and 9 months. Those 12-month goals. But that's the reason of the importance of having a North Star, because the listener might be thinking right now, well, if you do that with them, then what do they do? Well, that's why those year goals that we achieve in 3 months, it's about seeing that that's just a step on the journey on the North Star trajectory, and now we can raise the bar. And there's two types of people in this world. There's see it to believe it people, and there's believe it to see it people. And what I love creating is believe it to see it people. People that have an idea and then see it come into reality, whereas the majority of people, they have to see that someone else can do something first before they believe it's possible for themselves. And when people say to me, well, I don't even say to most people that's what's going to happen, because they just don't even believe it's possible. It's only when we've actually done the work, and because we focus, as you know, on just 2 weeks at a time, we set the intention, we set the longer term objectives, but we just focus on two weeks at a time. We ensure those micro goals get hit, those micro actions, then the rest takes care of itself.
I mean, to be honest, I like you said, I would have been perfectly happy, over the moon, to have achieved my 3 month goals in 3 months, because they weren't, you know, they were quite challenging. I think that's one of the things, and one of the things that I'd say I find interesting about the work that you do, and I wonder if that is why it works so well, is because you take a very holistic view. So you're not just saying what's the goal for the business and what's the goal for your career. It's kind of what's the goal for that, what's the goal for your family, your friends, your own well-being, and all of those things, and obviously they're all connected, aren't they? So actually, you know, I'm taking my kids to school more than I ever did. I'm doing my morning routine. I'm managing to do all the things that I wanted to do. And I'm, you know, and it's all kind of, but I suppose it is all connected. And I think quite often I've had business coaching before and I've worked with various kind of people. But if you're only concentrating on one area of your life, then it's quite tricky.
Yeah, for sure. And that is the downside when you don't take a strategic view and you look more tactical at specific areas, is that it's all well and good going all in on your business, but the question that I like to ask people is, yeah, you've done X, but at the cost of what? You know, if you, for example, when you had achieved everything you wanted in business, but you haven't seen your kids for 6 months, like, are you really living the life you want to be living? So we look at all areas so that you can have that, you can make that progress in every area, rather than constantly having to, I can't remember what it's called. It's almost like if you have one area going up and then you take your foot off the gas and the other that goes down and another one goes up.
Well, that's what I've always thought. I've always thought that you can't have everything good, because it in the past it always felt like if I concentrated on, you know, my health and well-being, then my business suffered, or if I concentrated on my family. But are you saying you're saying that actually you can do it all?
Yeah, but that's why I work in 90-day sprints, is because the 90-day sprint enables you to have a focus. Now, you might focus on one particular area for that does have a little bit more of a priority, but that's okay, because you could say to your husband or say to your wife, look, for the next 90 days, I'm going all in on this. For example, let's just use business as an example. I'm going all in on the business for the next 90 days, which means that things are going to come off a little bit, you know? So it might be the case of you have one date night a week rather than two date nights a week, you know? But what that's going to enable is this, and that open communication with the family, with the partner. Because generally, there's four main areas that most people are looking to get the most balance in, which is career and finances, family, which I include relationships, social life, and health and fitness. They're sort of the main four, and if we can kind of ensure that they're all progressing, then great, you know.
Amazing. Well, thanks so much, Will. You have provided so much insight for the listeners, and I'm really happy that I got to chat to you on the Business Greenhouse. So thanks for coming on.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.
These are my short December daily episodes. I hope you're enjoying them, and do connect with me. Come and find out more at emmyfaust.com. That's my website, and you can also find me on most social media channels at emmyfaust. Thanks so much for listening, and catch you tomorrow.